भद्रं कन्ने भश्रोनु याम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभ.
So today we are starting the last section. I mean, Tritiya Mundake Dvitiyaha Khandaha. Second section in the third Mundakam. Third part of the Mundaka Upanishad. We are starting the second section. When we saw in the last verse, through glorifying the jnani, knowledge was glorified, the previous verse. Again the same teaching continues actually. See, I want to understand one small thing here. To attain any artha or kama in this world, to enjoy the artha kama, to accomplish artha kama, to be enjoyed in this world, one has to perform karma. Either mundane activities, we call them laukikam karma, or they can also perform vaidikam karma, the sacred religious ritual, which is a worship, form of worship. You have to understand laukikam karma, vaidikam karma. Laukikam karma means mundane activities or day-to-day, all that you do, mundane activities or secular activities. And we say vaidikam karma, religious activity means or sacred religious rituals prescribed in the karma kanda of the Veda. Both are karma, secular or sacred, mundane or religious, laukikam or vaidikam. The karmas are performed for the accomplishment of artha or kama in this universe, to be enjoyed in this world while living in this world. And our Vedas also talk about the pleasures not to be enjoyed in higher lokas. Higher lokas, okay. And because Veda prescribes those heavenly pleasures, people who are interested in, like how you're all interested in going for a holiday, and people also after death, why should they not go and try that? Now, why should they not try this new ice cream? Like that, why should we not try this new, you know, people always people are not satisfied, okay. There are certain rituals prescribed in the karma kanda of the Veda. Don't ask whether I performed or not. I never performed, okay, because I was not interested in Svarga. There are rituals prescribed in the karma kanda of the Veda, performing regularly, systematically performing, which also people say they can accomplish higher loka, the pleasures in the higher worlds. There are also what not time bound phalam only. And so when people perform merely the rituals, and that phalam produced by that karma really helps them after they die, they travel through Dakshina Gatihi, southern direction. Don't ask me about it. Krishna Gatihi or lunar path. Okay? They travel through the lunar path or Krishna Gatihi. Not with this body, okay, and subtle sukshma, and they go to higher lokas, Durgadi lokas, they enjoy the phalam, enjoy the pleasures, and when the punyam gets exhausted, again they had to be born here. That is the special Vaidika karmas prescribed, you know, performing the specially prescribed Vaidika karmas to go to higher lokas. Then, we also, this another loka also, highest of the lokas is said to be the Brahma lokaha, not Parambrahma, Brahma lokaha. And to go there, mere karma is not enough. People have to perform karma along with the practice of upasanam. That is, the people are asked to, expected to meditate upon given devatas. When certain upasana also, meditation also is involved. As a part of the ritual, which they perform, the religious ritual, they are supposed to do what now? Upasanam. Just the simple meditation, not nididhyasam, simple meditation, meditating up, invoking the grace of some devatas, you focus attention on certain devatas. Isn't it? So it's called karma anga upasanam. Karma anga upasanam means karma anga upasanam. So mere performance of rituals will take you to higher lokas, but you have to travel through Krishna Gatihi or lunar path and go there, enjoy the fruits. When the punyam is exhausted, you have to be born again. There's no moksha there because ignorance does not go. Even if you perform rituals. Similarly, if a person performs not only just the karma, karmanga upasanam, if a person performs karma along with the practice of certain meditations, meditations prescribed in the karma kanda of the Veda, those meditations are said to be mere mental activities. Okay? By karmanga upasanam also, karma plus upasanam when they do, per practice, as a result of which they go to Brahma Loka. And there, depending upon their level, either they can remaining there, they can be contemplative, attain moksha, they can attain krama muktihi, or from there also they had to come back, isn't it? And they had to again, they'll be born here. This is a higher, much higher pleasures. Don't ask me the difference. This Shastra says, so karma with mundane activities or mundane activities plus religious activities, performing rituals, then performing rituals with the practice of upasanam, the meditation, then one can go to any of the higher lokas. When to go to Brahma Loka, they said to be going through the lunar path, the solar path, Shukla Gatihi. They travel through Shukla Gatihi and the solar path, and they attain Brahma Loka. There they gain jnanam. In that state again they attain jnanam. From there they attain moksha. Such moksha is called what now? Such krama muktihi. Kramena. You from here, you go there. And there again you become contemplative. There the sukshmataya. Then you attain moksha. This is also said. But anyway, there's no, otherwise they have to come back. So there's no moksha. But here we are going to talk about not all karma, just the jnanapalam. Here this upasanam is mentioned in this verse is contemplation, which you don't need to go anywhere, which you have to do when you are living in this world. It's okay. See now. Saha Veda Yetat Paramam Brahma Dhamma Yatra Vishwam Nihitam Bhati Shubhram. We are only trying to understand what I have been talking to you all these days. Nothing new will be understood today. Same old thing we are going to be together seeing. The same what you have already understood. Saha Veda Yetat Paramam Brahma Dhamma Yatra Vishwam Nihitam Bhati Shubhram Upasate Purusham Ye Hi Akamaha Hyakamaha Te Shukram Yetade Ativartanti Dhiraha. He says Ativartanti. Whenever you take a mantra, it's the verb. Like Gachati, Patati, you know, like Vartanti, Ativartanti. Say now, Ativartanti. Ativartanti means they go beyond. They cross. They cross. That means they become free from. That's the crossing means becoming free from. Kadakkirargal. Okay. Ativartanti means they go beyond, means they become free from. They ativartanti. Who you have to understand, they means who ativartanti, who go beyond, who become free from, who become free from. Ativartanti means dhiraha, dhiraha ativartanti, ativartanti, dhiraha ativartanti. You can also say they attain, they reach. Ativartanti, attain, reach, go beyond, you can say anything. Okay? So, who attain, who reach, who go beyond, who cross, no, who become free from, no? Dhiraha. I told the meaning of this word dhiraha many times. In Tamil also we have this word dhiraha. Dhiraha, we all know the word dhairyam. Dhairyam is a noun. Isn't it? Dhairyam, courage. And adjective of what is it now? Courageous, when you want to say dhiraha. Okay? A brave person. So dhiraha is a plural word. Dhiraha singular. Dhiraha plural. Isn't it? Brave, courageous people. And here if you ask according to Shastram, the dhiraha, the brave person, the courageous person is not the one who simply, who seems to be bold and all that. Actually, the one whose mind is free from fear is the dhiraha. The one whose mind is completely free from the fear of death, thereby fear of, free from the hold of fear, free from fear, utterly fearless person, one who knows, one who is a person of utter fearlessness, is said to be dhiraha. Bayam ninga petravan. If you say, who is the one who is free from fear, according to Shastram, the one who is free from fear alone is the one who has got his mind protected. Actually, dhiraha actually means one who has got his mind protected is called dhiraha. Dhyam Rati iti dhiraha. It's a 1008th time I'm telling here in the class. I don't know whether you all remember this, what I told you earlier. At least you all remember forever. Dhihi means buddhihi, intellect, or you can say mind. Dhihi, see, literally means intellect, but you have to understand, in generally when you mean the word mind as a whole, manam, you always use the word dhihi also. Dhihi implies the mind as a whole. Dhyam means manadai, buddhiyai, the mind. Rati means gachati, patati, likati. Rati means protects. So the one who has got his mind protected, one who protects his mind, protector of his mind, one who has got his mind protected, isn't it? One who has got the protected mind is called dhiraha. Who's the one whose mind is protected? The one whose mind is free from fear alone is the protected mind. The frightened, insecure, anxious, tensed, frightened, isn't it? Mind is what now? Unprotected mind. The mind, the fearless, brave, courageous mind is a protected mind. According to Shastram, every human mind is unprotected mind. Everybody has fear. Fear in some form or the other. Okay, fear of something or the other. All of us may not be afraid of a small turtle and all those things. Next door, yesterday he came, okay? That's why my friend, nobody says she is my friend. And what I'm saying, this is the, we are afraid, but still we have our own anxiety about things. Everyone has one's own anxiety about things. So that anxiety, fear, are different degrees of fear, are fear in different forms. Okay, fear comes in different forms. So all that completely, one whose mind is completely free from anxiety, say insecurity, fear in any form is what? No. The fearless mind, the one who has got his mind protected. Otherwise, unprotected minded. Unprotected minded are the disturbed minded, miserable people, and they also cause misery to others. And then when Shastam says every human being apart from Jnanis, everybody's mind is what? No. Unprotected mind only. Unprotected minded. Whereas Dhiraha means one has got his mind protected. Understand now? One has, that is why specially we invoke the grace of Lord Subramanya, specially to get it off, to become Dhira. Now initially when you're so frightened. Now why? This is very important in the Tamil culture to worship this particular Lord. People don't know why they're worshipping, but they're holding on to. But I know in the Puranas they always say, to get rid of fear. Okay. Now what I'm saying here, that is very important to have this, to become fearless mentally. Now how can you become fearless? Shastram says, unless and until you gain the knowledge of the self, you have the knowledge of the truth of the universe, understand the truth of life, there's no way of becoming free from fear. Therefore, a wise person is the one who's free from fear, or who has got his mind protected, and therefore he is a courageous person. Look at this. The person is said to be courageous only when he is free from fear. One can be free from fear only he has got his mind protected. Only when the one who has got his mind protected, the courageous is the one who has got his mind protected. The one who's got his mind protected is the one who is free from fear. The one who is free from the fear is the person who knows the truth. Look at this. A is equal to B, B is equal to C, C is equal to D means you have to say that now. So wise person is a dhiraha, courageous person. Why? Then Jnani is the one who is free from fear. The one who is free from fear alone is the one who has got his mind protected. The one who has got his mind protected alone is a courageous person. Okay, therefore wise person is equal to dhiraha. Is clear now? So he says, dhiraha ativartanti. Ke ativartanti? Now, I have to teach you Sanskritam. How? What to do? Somehow I have to teach you Sanskritam. Ke ativartanti, dhiraha ativartanti. Isn't it? Dhira, wise people alone reach, wise people alone cross, you know, become free from. Dhiraha ativartanti. Then they get rid of, they avoid. Ativartanti, otherwise now, they get rid of, avoid, free, become free from. Dhiraha ativartanti means they alone escape. Literal meaning. What do they escape from? Isn't it? What do they escape? Kim ativartanti? What do they cross? No? What do they become free from? Etad shukram. Say now? Shukram. Etad shukram. Shukram ativartanti. Say now?
Shukram ativartanti.
What is shukram? If you say nrubijam, Shankara says nrubijam, the sperm of the man, isn't it? First of all, if you know, don't get caught there. Nrubijam, shukram is equal to nrubijam, isn't it? Means what? Once you become there, then you have to be born again, isn't it? How to avoid the rebirth? No, you have to avoid the first of all, isn't it? That means shukram means which is the sharira upadanam, which is the material cause of the body, isn't it? No, sharira upadana karanam. That means what? Shukram ed anivartanti means they avoid assuming the human, again, physical body. Shukram etad ativartanti means the shukram is a nrubijam. Nrubijam is a, nrubijam means what? Sperm of the man, which is a seed of the human body. The whole physical body is, therefore, if you had one, nrubijam ativartanti. That means they avoid, what does it imply here? They avoid assuming the body. That means they become free from rebirth. punarjanma nasti. They put other ways. I got it now. Shukram ativartanti. That means they become free from bondage. Shukram etad shukram ativartanti means they avoid assuming the body is the first meaning. Okay? Second meaning is what now? Actually, the actual meaning is what is implied here. They become free from bondage. That means they become free from bondage means they are not born again. Some people don't like this idea, but Shastram says if you know what it is, you will like it. Okay? Understand? So they become free from. So Shukrametad Ativartanti, they become free from bondage. They attain mokshaha. In other words, you can say what now? Etad Shukram Ativartanti means they attain mokshaha. They become free from bondage. Etad Shukram Ativartanti. They are who? Dhiraha, wise people. And how do they become dhiraha? How do they become free from bondage? How do they attain mokshaha? How do they avoid the assumption of a new body? Isn't it? How? He says, akamaha also. Work permit in Kuwait is called akama. Therefore, I've learnt one word in the whole of my life, going to Kuwait. Akama means all the servant ladies who come and tell me, akama, adikuno. Then akama means work permit in Kuwait, okay? But here, akamaha means those who are completely free from the hold of desire. Akamaha. That means what now? Free from desire means that one word implies so much. Not akamaha, those who are free from the hold of desires means those who have got all their desires resolved. Are you wondering why I'm talking so very, very slowly? Because I have a student who comes and who takes 2 minutes to talk each sentence. I don't know if I think influenced by that. Okay. So akamaha mimana do si kamaha na santi yesham. Kamaha ye na santi yesham te akamaha. Ase ninga pettavargal, ase attavargal, isn't it? Those who are free from desires means those who got all their desires resolved. That means what? Desire does not rise at all. Desire has no room in the mind. Isn't it? That means what? Why they do not have desires? Desire is possible only for a person who has sense of inadequacy, who has needs, and who is emotionally dependent on things and situations and for people for his happiness. If somebody is dependent on anything for his happiness, for his fullness, then he will have needs and he also has what? No sense of inadequacy is there. He is definitely dependent. He is dependent on external things and situations and people for even not having the sun. No, we are dependent on sun. So we are saying because our fullness depends on not having a pleasant sun. Okay. So that means we are not free from the hold of disease. So therefore here the person who is free from sense of inadequacy, the person who revels in fullness, the person who has got now who is completely free from the desires, such a person, how is it possible? Because of his vision of the self. Akamaha dhiraha etat shukram ativartanti. Say now, akamaha dhiraha etat shukram ativartanti. Etat shukram ativartanti. Etat shukram ativartanti. Then who are these people? But who are these people? How do they become free from desires? How do they become wise? How do they attain moksha? How do they become courageous? No, that means they're free from bondage. How do you attain moksha? They say, Ye upasate. That line is very important line. Ye upasate. Upasate means those who contemplate on. Those who meditate, they alone become akamaha, they alone become dhiraha, they alone shukram ativartanti. They alone avoid the assumption of the body. They alone attain moksha, become free from bondage. Akamaha bhavanti, dhiraha bhavanti, they shukram ativartanti. Who are the people? Those who contemplate on. ஏ உபாசதே ஏ எவர்கள் தியானிக்கிறார்களோ அவர்கள் இவ்விதம் ஆகிறார்கள். ஏ உபாசதே தோஸ் உபாசதே மீன்ஸ் மெடிடேட் இஸ்ன்ட் இட் யோ தோஸ் ஹூ மெடிடேட் ஏ உபாசதே பட் ஹியர் த க்வெஸ்சன் கம்ஸ் ஹூம் டு தே மெடிடேட் ஆன் வாட் டு தே மெடிடேட் வாட் டு தே மெடிடேட் இட் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் வாட் டு தே மெடிடேட் They meditate on the very Purushaha. Purushaha means what now? Not anybody. Purusha means not elsewhere. Purusha means one who indwells the body. One who indwells the body, mind, sense, complex. One who is aware. Purushaha means they meditate. Purusham upasate. They meditate upon Purusha. Those who meditate on Purusha, they become akamaha, they attain, they become dhiraha, they alone become what now? Shukram ativartanti. They become free from bondage. It means akam, purusham upaste, purusha means they meditate on purushaha. Who is a purushaha here? Pure ushati iti purushaha, sarvam purayati iti purushaha. That which fills everything. எது அனைத்தையும் நிறைக்கிறதோ அது புருஷஹ. பூரயதி, you know, பூரயதி means that which fills. பூரயதி சர்வம் இதி புருஷஹ. That which fills everything is புருஷா. Look at this. What is that which fills everything? Chaitanyam Brahma, isn't it? We have studied already. And then pure ushati, that which indwells the body, mind, and that which what now? Everything it fills, it also lives where? Where is it available for recognition? It indwells every body, mind, and complex also, isn't it? Therefore, that which indwells the body, pure ushati iti purushaha, sarvam purayati iti purushaha, that which pervades. Remains pervading everything, that which indwells the body, mind, hence complex, that which is available for recognition as the very content of I, they call Purushaha. So, Purusham Upasate, those who dwell upon the very self. The Purusha here is not an object, very self, truth of oneself. Those who dwell upon one's own swarupam constantly, all the time, if the attention of the mind is placed, that means it is not an action. Meditation is not an action. When you study meditation, what is meditation? Meditation is a saguna brahma manasa vyaparaha. But now, Saguna Brahma Manasa Vyaparaha means, Manasa Vyaparaha means mental activity, and mental activity means focusing the attention without involving the body, body and limbs. Just attention alone is focused on a given object, given attribute, isn't it? It's called Manasa Vyaparaha. But here the object of meditation is different and meditator is different. Therefore we call that meditation as what now? It's a meditation, it's a Manasam Karma, Manasa Vyaparaha, mental activity, it's an action. Is it? Whereas Nididhyasanam, when you say, initially it will be like, isn't once you are very clear, about the Swarupam of Brahman, the more and more and more you study, the more you understand the Swarupam of the Atma being Brahman naturally, and then you can easily focus attention on Brahman. You don't need to really place attention also. Naturally, you will be in contemplation, meditation. How it is like when you see all the different colors, you just don't miss the light, isn't it? You are effortlessly seeing the light without even thinking you are seeing the light, without even remembering you are seeing the light. You are effortlessly seeing the light invariably present in all the variable colors and forms and names, isn't it? Externally. Similarly, once you understand how the every existence of everything is in cognition, not outside of cognition. No cognition is outside of pure awareness. Isn't it? Once you understand the very cognition, the very color, color is revealed to you, the color shines for you, is the very proof what? For light being there. So very cognition is the very proof for you to be aware of the awareness. To be aware of the awareness, cognition is jagat asti, jagat bhati, because jagat cognition is means awareness is. Isn't it? So which fraction of second do you miss the awareness? No fraction of second, isn't it? One should know that. So here, that's why through Shastra study helps you how you can keep your mind in. Isn't it? How the mind can be focused, placed in Swarupam of one's own self. Therefore, Upasati means those who dwell constantly upon the Purusha as the Swarupam of one's own self, they alone, in due course of time, but now, have the doubt-free ascertained vision of Brahman, the Atma, as the very self. Such people alone naturally become free from, they become this jnanam, that ascertained vision. What does it do? When I'm saying it looks as though it takes after that. It's not as though it's simultaneously, immediately, at once what happens is this smallness centered on I will be resolved, the sense of inadequacy centered on I will be resolved, thereby there is naturally fullness, which is the very Swarupam of the Atma, which is there as one's own self, is just shift of one's eye sense, isn't it? From the body mind's complex to the Chaitanyam Brahma, then they become naturally they are akamaha, they become free from desires, then they become dhiraha, then they become what now? Shukram etade ativartanti, they become free from bondage, they attain mokshaha. Is it clear now? So contemplation is the way. That is again repeated. Ye upasate, te akamaha bhavanti, te dhiraha bhavanti, te etat shukram ativartanti. Okay, those people attain mokshaha. Is it clear? Say no. Purusham upasate, he, te, akamaha, dhiraha, yetat shukram, ativartanti. Okay. Again, it is not possible for them to become attached to anything. Again, it is not possible for them to be dependent. I was independent before, last year, attained moksha. Again, this year I became dependent. Again, my moksha has gone. That is not moksha. Understand now? Because it's a swarupam, you can't leave it. It doesn't go. Okay, now we go to the next verse. First line. Sahaveda. Yetate. Paramam dhama,
Paramam dhama,
yatra விஸ்வம் நிஹிதம் பாதி சுப்ரம். ஓகே, சக வேத ஏதத் பரமம் பிரம்மா. He knows. Saha Veda means he knows. Saha, that person, that wise person, Veda, Veda, Vedaha, if you say it's a body of knowledge, the scripture, Veda is a verb, knows. He knows. Saha Veda means what? Avan Arihiran. Isn't that wise person knows? Kim Veda, he says, ஏதத் பரம் பரமம் பிரம்மா. He knows this absolute பிரம்ம. He knows this பிரம்மா. And Shankara says பிரகிருஷ்டம். பரமம் means பிரகிருஷ்டம். The most exalted is called பிரகிருஷ்டம். That there is not, that beyond which nothing greater or superior is. That which is the greatest, that which is the most exalted, is called Paramam. Miga melana solanum, adha Paramam. Is an oppatra, nigaratra, we say Paramam. Paramam Brahma Saha Veda. He knows that absolute, limit, incomparably limitless reality. Isn't Paramam Dhamma? Saha Veda etat Paramam Brahma. And what is that Paramam Brahma? Paramam Brahma, he knows now, which is a Dhamma. Dhamma. Dhamma means abode. Dhamma means abode. That is why Bhagavan is said to be Dhamodara also. Dhamodara also is there. Parandhama is there. Dhamodara is different, okay? Parandhama. Dhamma. If you say Dhamma, it's a thread. It's a thread is called Dhamma. Okay? Krishna was too naughty and Yashoda could not manage him. No? And then those days what to do, how to do work. So he tied her with the rope to this tree. He tied him, okay? She tied him with the rope to the tree. And then, so he was there. So here, the one who has Dhamma around his udaram is called Dhamodara. Okay? Dhamam, Dhamma, udare, yasya. Is called Dhamodaraha because he tied. Okay? That is the different. But Parandhama. Parandhama means absolute abode. Dhamma, Parandhama. This Dha is different. Parandhama means absolute abode. And here is that Brahma, Paramam Brahma Dhamma. Dha means abode. Abode means what now? Shankara is very good. Sarva Kamanam Ashraya Padam. Isn't it? Ashraya Padam means any desire, any pleasure. Isn't it? Ashraya Padam means what now? Full, any pleasure is what now? Any pleasure is nothing but a fraction of fullness. Abode of all forms of pleasures. Like you can say, any wave is a fraction of the ocean. Wave, what is a wave? Wave is a fraction of ocean. What is a pleasure? Pleasure is a fraction of fullness. Therefore, whenever you say, I am pleased with that, that makes me happy, this makes me happy, when you say any happiness, happiness is never from outside. Know that? Happiness is never from outside. We think that makes me happy, this makes me happy, that person makes me happy, this object makes me happy. Whenever, that is why we are clinging on to objects also, because those are looked upon as objects of pleasure. Any so-called object of pleasure is only a nimittam for the pleasure to surface, a state of mind, a painless state of mind, isn't it? Painless state of mind, for the painless state of mind to be there, a painless state of mind is pleasure. for that state of mind is only it has to surface, isn't it? For that to surface, it's only what now you need something to trigger that state of mind. So the object of pleasure is only a nimittam, instrumental, isn't it? For which, for that state of mind, it's already there to surface. We think the pleasure is from the object. Actually speaking, pleasure is your own state of mind, which is already there, which surfaces, for which the external object only becomes a triggering instrument. Isn't it? There is, you're supposed to have a good state of mind, and the ice cream you eat is only what? When you are eating ice cream, means what? No, ice cream is only an triggering instrument, really, which triggers, really speaking, pleasure is not from outside. Is it all pleasure, any pleasure is what now? That is why Brahma is abode of all pleasures, means what now? Fullness of any pleasure is a fraction of fullness. And I told you this again long ago. If you analyze what is a pleasure, really pleasure is nothing but a state of mind which exists when your attention, whenever your smallness is forgotten. Whenever your eyes and ahankara is forgotten, the smallness centered on I is forgotten or resolved, then there is the state of mind you have is a pleasure. You forget yourself for a very short while. How do you forget? Whenever you forget yourself, the smallness centered on I also is forgotten. Then the state of mind that you entertain is the pleasure. How you forget yourself? What is it which helps you forget yourself? How your smallness, you don't remember yourself, therefore what now? The smallness also is forgotten. Then that state of mind is called pleasure. How do you forget yourself? Because your attention is totally held by something. It can be ice cream, it can be TV serial, it can be any object of pleasure which you are engrossed in. Understand now, whenever your attention is totally engrossed in something, then you forget yourself. That is why in Tamil we say, Meemarandu Saapidrar. It means what now? You forget means, Meemarandu means you forget yourself. When you are involved in something, when you are watching television also, sometimes you may forget yourself. Isn't it? Whenever you are involved in something and you are totally engrossed, something can hold attention totally, then you forget yourself for a short while. And that when you forget yourself, that's why the object of attention, object of your pleasure, holds attention totally. It can be classical music also. It can be dance. It can be anything. It can be serial. It can be music, dance or anything, anything which holds attention totally for a while, then you forget yourself. When you forget yourself, the smallness also is forgotten. Whenever smallness is resolved for a short while, the state of mind that is there is pleasure, which is nothing but surfacing of fullness for a short time. Isn't it? Again, when you remember yourself, that state goes. Is it clear now? That is why pleasure is not from an object. It is your own. The object holds your attention. Music holds attention. You listen and listen and listen, you forget. And then you forget yourself. Then the smallness also is forgotten. Then the state of mind you have is what? There is sukham. That is pleasure. But very short, isn't it? That is why it's called a pleasure. And so like that, Brahman is what now? Brahman is fullness, means fullness is a swarupam of Brahman, the consciousness, Atma. Therefore, any pleasure is fraction of fullness alone. Therefore, that's why we say Paramam Dhamma. Paramam Brahma Dhamma means Dhamma, abode of all pleasures, isn't it? Brahman happens to swarupam being fullness, all form. So, abode of all pleasures, isn't it? All forms of pleasures also. And then all forms, any desire also is what now? Not towards the Brahman. Sarva, it's the abode of all objects, all Namarupas. You know very well, Brahman is the abode of all the Namarupas. Brahman is the abode of, like, just as water is abode of stillness, of water, isn't it? Similarly, Brahman is abode of Maya, abode of all the Namarupani, abode of all the desires, abode of all pains and pleasures. Understand now, there's no pain on the part of Brahman, but nothing is outside of Brahman. Is it clear now? Abode of everything, which is, now we can say, what, H2O, is the abode of all the waves. What does it mean? That is how, okay? The whole abode of the whole Jagat is also what? Brahman. Therefore, you say Dhamma. Therefore, Saha Veda, that person knows this. What does he know? He knows his absolute, limitless, incomparably limitless reality, which is the abode of all forms of wealth. So, Etad Brahma Dhamma, he says, why he says Dhamma, he explains, Yatra Vishwam Nihitam Vishwam Bhati. Yatra Vishwam Nihitam Bhati. What else you want? Yatra, where, in that Brahman alone, the whole Jagat is Nihitam, hidden. Isn't it? Nihitam. Nihitam Samastam. It is placed. Nihitam means located, placed. No, it is placed. Nihitam. You can say hidden, placed, not hidden also. You can say, it also means hidden, placed. Vishwam Nihitam. Yatra, in which Brahman alone, now it's like saying the entire ocean full of waves is Jale Nihitam. It's like Brahmani Nihitam, this whole universe is placed where? In that Brahman alone. Brahmani Nihitam. No. Bhati. Bhati Shubhram. It is, the whole Jagat is placed in Brahman. It's not outside of Brahman. When you say whole Jagat is placed in Brahman, means book is placed on my hand. Not like that. Not separably placed. Okay? Inseparably placed. Like what? Like how opaque objects are Nihitam in Prakashe Nihitam. Opaque objects prakashe nihitani. Similarly, ocean samudraha jale nihitaha. Samudraha jale nihitaha. Just as the ocean is placed in the water, similarly the whole Jagat also nihitam. Samastam vishwam nihitam, in which reality, and that reality is what now? Untouched by anything. It is free from all blemishes, all pains and all problems. All the problems of the Namarupa, the Shubhram Bhati, it shines. No, it shines as a pure reality. Shubhram Bhati. So he knows that Brahman, wherein the entire universe is placed, and which shines as pure consciousness. Shubhram Bhati. That Brahman, that is Brahman, and those who meditate upon that Brahman, which is Purushaha. Okay, one thing. Okay, Brahma Bhati. Therefore, here another word also is there here. Purushaha also means here the one who knows this Brahman. One who knows this Brahman. Look at this. One who knows this Brahman. So, Saha Veda, Etat Paramam Brahma Dhamma, Yatra Vishwam Nihitam Bhati Shubhram. Isn't it? Where the entire universe shines, the entire universe, located in which Brahman, that Brahman shines, that Brahman is what now? Is there. And those who, the one who knows that Brahman, isn't it? Is also what now? That person. Now you see the other meaning now. That person. You see another meaning now. Is it clear now? The first line explains what the Jnani knows Brahman. Jnani knows Brahman. Saha Veda. He knows what now? He knows the absolute limitless reality, and which is where, in which reality the whole Jagat is placed and which shines. So that person who knows is who now? Purushaha, is it? That person, now you don't see Purusha as the reality, you see that person. Ye Purusham Upasate Akamaha. Now you have to see that now. Another meaning is given. Atmagyam Purusham. Another meaning is given. Now I'm coming back from the next. First I gave different meaning, second I'm giving different meaning. Atmagyam Purusham Ye Upasate. So with being free from, suppose if you have being free from, if you're not really, Akamaha means those who are committed to moksha and jnanam. Another meaning is given. Those who are committed to moksha and jnanam. Got the point now? I'm giving a different meaning now. Those who are committed to the pursuit of knowledge and moksha, thereby, naturally, those who are free from desire for other things, such people, akamaha, such desireless people. Akamaha implies people who are free from desire for worldly things, who are committed to the pursuit of knowledge and moksha. Such people, if they worship this jnani, they worship in what now? No, they worship the jnani also, then they also become wise. They also avoid the bondage. That means worshipping a jnani implies being with the jnani, studying with the jnani, understanding how the jnani, isn't it? Understanding the shastram, etc. That's what worshipping, isn't it? That implies. So second line, see this jnani is the one, first line says jnani knows. The wise person knows. The wise person who is explained, described in the first verse. The wise person who is described in the previous verse, the last verse of this first mundaka, first section, that jnani knows, saha veda. He knows what? He knows Brahman. Which Brahman he knows? Paramam Brahma. He knows the absolute reality. What is the absolute reality? Which is the abode, dhamma. This is an abode of everything. Abode of everything means what? Yatra vishvam nihitam. In which reality alone the entire universe is placed. And then, how do you know that Brahman shines, isn't it? The whole Jagat which is in Brahman shines, the whole Jagat is located there, Jagat Vishwam, Vishwam Bhati, what now? That Brahman, Shubram Brahma Bhati, it shines. Brahma shines, there the consciousness shines self, effulged by itself, therefore the whole Jagat also shines. This Jagat which is located in the Brahman also shines, isn't it? Brahma Bhati. Brahma Bhati. Shubram Brahma Bhati. Jagat Nihitam. Samastam Vishwam Nihitam. Isn't it? In which Brahman alone the entire universe is placed, and so that Brahman shines as pure consciousness. And he says, he knows, that person knows Brahman. He is a wise person. Ye, now we have to come to next line. Ye, akamaha. Akamaha, next line. Those people who are committed to the pursuit of knowledge and moksha, thereby who is free from desires, not free, totally desires, who are dispassionate people. Akamaha implies dispassionate people. Isn't it? Those know the limitations of artha kama dharmas, thereby those who are free from desires and attachment, those who are interested in moksha and jnanam, such people, if when they who worship this jnani, ye purusham, ye akamaha purusham upasate, those who worship him, then those people, all worshippers of wise person also become wise. If you worship the unwise, you also become otherwise. If you worship the wise person, you also become wise person. But here there's the problem, isn't it? Therefore, what he says now, tam pujayet, may one worship the wise person. Is it clear now? I gave two meanings. Have you got two meanings now? Have you got two meanings? Kaman. Yaha. Kamayate.
Kamayate.
காமான் யஹ காமயதே மன்யமானஹ சஹ காமபிஹி ஜாயதே தத்ர தத்ர பர்யாப்த காமஸ்ய கிருதாத்மனஸ்து இஹைவ சர்வே பிரவிலீயந்தி காமாஹ காமான் யஹ காமயதே மன்யமானஹ சஹ காமபிஹி ஜாயதே தத்ர தத்ர பர்யாப்த காமஸ்ய கிருதாத்மனஸ்து இஹைவ சர்வே பிரவிலீயந்தி காமாஹ. See, the first verse we saw in the previous verse, those who meditate, dwell upon, contemplate upon Brahman as the Self, they become free from bondage. First meaning. Then I said, those who worship the wise person who knows the Brahman, they also become free from bondage. Have you got it now? Again, two meanings. Now, we'll go to the next. Here we say, காமான் யஹ புருஷஹ. யஹ புருஷஹ மீன்ஸ் ஹீ ஹூ, யஹ த ஒன் ஹூ. காமான் மன்யமானஹ, காமான் காமான் மீன்ஸ் வாட் நோ, திருஷ்ட அதிருஷ்ட இஷ்ட விஷயான் காமயத்தே. திருஷ்ட அதிருஷ்ட இஷ்ட விஷயான், ஒன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் டிசையர் ஃபார் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் சீன் அண்ட் அன்சீன். Okay, drishta adrishta vishayan kamayate. He desires. And then, when you see objects, you kamayate means desires. Kamayate has desire for a given object, isn't it? Kamayate virumbhiran. He desires, isn't it? Kaman kamayate means one who has desire for objects. Yaha kaman kamayate, he who desires many objects of many objects, which has seen or unseen objects. When he, not only he desires, manyamanaha. Manyamanaha means constantly thinking upon, meditating upon those objects. Isn't it? When you think about, you also think of the gunas, attributes of the objects of desire. You like objects, some objects, and you also what now? You constantly think about the objects you like. It's called be manyamanaha, thinking. All the time thinking of the attributes or gunas of your objects of desire. It's like Rupal brought me nice, tasty mangoes, and then I ate it, I finished them, again I wanted one more. I had two, okay, one I finished, and second then I was upstairs reading, and the other one was here, and then I liked it, I want to eat it, okay, let me eat it in the evening. You know, I was thinking that way, and then what happened, I started to think about, suppose if I think, I'm not, okay, if I think about how the color looks, how the taste looks, how the texture looks, how it was juicy, etc. It's called manyamanaha, okay? Dwelling upon the attributes of the object of desire. It's called manyamanaha. Yaha kaman kamayate, the one who like has desire for objects, desires objects of like his liking, and he also dwelling upon those objects also all the time, the gunas, attributes, how they look, etc. Ka manyamanaha kamayate saha. Suppose that person, if he dies, if a person dies, he dies, okay, he has lots of objects of desires, and he's all then thinking of those objects, and their attributes and things, no? Then what happens, suppose a person dies, then those unresolved desires, they're called what now? Unresolved, unfulfilled desires. If a person dies with unfulfilled desires, sometimes Indian parents also have these problems, okay? Oh, my daughter is not married, my son is not married, and then I'm already getting old, and then nothing has happened. Suppose they die. All the time they're thinking of their children, because it's not that easy, isn't it? Oh, nothing has happened about them. I don't know what is going to happen. Nothing will happen, but still they'll be worried like that. Worry or pleasure, isn't it? It can be anything. You think about the object and you die. Isn't it? They're called unresolved, unfulfilled, unsettled, isn't it? Unaddressed desires. Such desires, what happens if you die? With the same desires, you will be born again. Why you are born again? To fulfill those unfulfilled, unresolved desires. It may not be the same desires, but almost same desires. If I die with a desire for croissant, suppose last minute, and then I have to be born again, come, if it is not available in India, croissant, again I had to come to the place where it is available. My God, look at this, somehow or the other. And then I had to find somebody who will get me croissant, and then I had to eat. Okay? This is the thing. Why? Yaha, yaha kaman manyama kamayate manyamanaha. Isn't it? What happens now? Taihi kamabihi, with those desires, he picks up the thread where he left. And so now he comes back. Tatra tatra kamabihi jayate. He is born exactly in a place, in a conducive atmosphere, where he can fulfill, wherever he can get those desires fulfilled. I have come all the way from India to South London just to fulfill my past desire of Sri Lankan idiyappam. Understand now? Now what I'm saying is, I don't know, maybe the reason, who knows, or maybe all Gujarati food, past world thing, all my unresolved desires for Gujarati food also might have brought me and kept me very close to Olive Street, okay? Now, drive. Now, why I'm saying here, these are all we don't know, okay? We don't know, isn't it? So many other things also. And then we all have some, if the Prarabdha is not there, we can't come together. You know that? It's also there. Saha kamabihi jayate tatra tatra. He is born then and there, where those unfulfilled, unresolved, unsettled desires can be fulfilled. Therefore, what he says, whereas Paryapta kamasya kritatmanaha. Suppose if a person becomes wise, only an ignorant person, atma ajnani, one who does not know the reality, one who does not know the self, alone can have what now? Such simple desires, isn't it? Whereas a wise person, the most mature wise person, who knows that oneness of reality, what is the reality, who knows what the reality is, who knows that reality as one's own self, as the truth of oneself, and truth of everything, one who knows all that is there is only reality, one who knows all the subtle facts about life, what all, one, you know the reality means what? Knowing the reality is nothing, that itself is not great. Once you know what the reality is, you also come to know all the subtle facts of life. What is birth? What is death? What is sukshma? What is thula? What is the reality? What is subject to change? What is not subject to change? What cannot be you know, what is apariharya, what cannot be changed, what can be changed. Isn't it? You are intelligent. You understand law, all subtle facts means, then the one who knows the facts can understand, and one who understands the facts can accept the facts. One who has the strength and capacity to accept the fact as a fact is a mature person. One who is not emotionally shattered or shaken by anything that happens in life. A simple thing. Isn't it? This is the thing. That's why we say such a person, naturally the person of accomplishment. Kritatmanaha. Kritatmanaha means sarvam kritam yena. Isn't it? The wise person is said to be a kritatma. The accomplisher of kritsna karma krite. You came across the word in Bhagavad Gita, saha kritsna karma krite. The one has got all his things done completely. It's called a Kritsna Karma Krithu. Ellavattrim Seidhu Mudithavan. Isn't it? Another word is what? A man of accomplishment is another word is called Kritatma. The wise person is a Kritatma. The person has got everything done. Nothing needs to be done by him, anything anymore, for his happiness or fullness. Kritatma. Nacha person, Kritatma, he says here also, Paryapta Kamaha. Paryapta Kamaha means one who has Paryapta Kamaha, one who all his desires also are fulfilled. Is it? One has enough desires, that's literal meaning. Paryapta Kamaha means one has got his desires fulfilled, one who has got his desires resolved. One who has finished doing everything that he has to do. How do you say who is the one who has got everything, who has done everything he has to do? Who is the one who has got all his desires fulfilled? It is not possible. You can't find a person who can say, I have finished doing everything I want to do in this life. Nobody who can say, I got all my desires fulfilled. Nobody can say that. Know that. But still here the Shastram says, the wise person without having accomplished anything also, is as good as the one who has got everything accomplished. Isn't it? Fulfilled. He is a wise person. And without having fulfilled all the desires also, he has got all his desires fulfilled. How? Because of his jnanam. This is the miracle. Without having done anything, fulfilled anything also, you become an accomplisher of everything. Without having fulfilled all your desires also, you become what the one who has fulfilled all the desires. How is it? This is the miracle. That miracle is brought by your jnanam. The wise person, Paryapta Kamaha, Kritatma. For such a person, there is no Kama when he dies. He won't be lingering upon, I need to eat croissant, my God. That is why sometimes the old people are sick in the sick bed. In India, all the relatives will bring a lot of food. They can only bring food. Other things which they can't fulfill, he can't even eat choke. But they know he's going to die anyway. They want to give everything. You know that? In India, we do all this. Oh, last minute. Every relative, all the relatives will bring food for this person who's in the deathbed. Because they want to give him. I don't know whether Sri Lanka they do that. No? In India, when elderly people are there, not sometimes, no? Okay, he may like to eat, you know. Let me give him before he dies. So, bring people will bring. Sometimes the rich, you know. Now, what I'm saying here, because it's not really possible to fulfill all the desires. So he only in jnanam, naturally one will not have desires. I'm ready to go. Anytime Parabdha ends, Bhagavan wishes. You are ready to go or not, Bhagavan will definitely snatch you away. That's a different thing. But they can be say, I'm so relaxed. Isn't it? Parabdhaya samarpitam iayam deha. This body has been offered to Parabdha. Anytime anything happens, okay. No? That sense of fulfillment is there for the wise person. There is no binding desire for a person. There is no lingering desire for a person. He is free. Paryapta kamaha, kritatma, for such a person, all his kamas, all his desire, what happens now? Kamaha sarve kamaha praviliyante. No, they are totally resolved by living this life itself. There is no desire sticking to him which will bring him back again. It means what? A wise person does not die with unfulfilled desires. Therefore, what now? He does not need to come back. The desire is means thought is. Unresolved thought is. Thought is means mind is. Mind is means sukshma survives. Sukshma survives means you are born again. That is called punarjanma. For this jnani, no desire is. Therefore, no mind is. No thoughts, mind is. When after the death. Therefore, sukshma will resolve. No sukshma is. Therefore, punarjanma is not possible. Is it clear now? Having praised the greatness of a wise person. Hey, this wise person is the one who knows Brahman and one who worship. And isn't it? Where the whole Jagat shines, whole Jagat is placed. And those who worship this wise person also become what now? Attain moksha. That's what they say. Having said that, the next verse is, as long as desires are there, now if dwelling upon the desires, Shastram does not say not to have desires. It only says unresolved desires will bring you back. Okay, that's all. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Okay, go for your tea.
Sorry.
Yeah?
Just the first thing.
Yeah?
End of the first sentence, Shubram.
Yeah.
What?
Shubram means Shuddham, pure.
What is it referring to?
It refers to Brahman. Yeah, see, Brahman is Shuddham. How Shuddham Brahman is? Paramam Shubram Dhama Brahma. Every word implies the Swarupam of Brahman. How Brahman itself implies the reality. See, every word is a defining word, implying word, isn't it? We'll talk about it anyway.
Paramam
Shubram Dhama Brahma Yatra Vishwam Nihitam.
And Bhati?
Bhati goes with both. Brahma Bhati, Brahmani Jagat Bhati. Yatra Nihitam Jagat Bhati. Yatra Brahma Bhati. Isn't it? Yatra Nihitam Vishwam Samastam Bhati. In a place in which alone the whole Jagat shines. Otherwise Jagat cannot shine, you see.
And Manyamanaha?
Manyamanaha, Manyate is a present Shanach.
But it's what?
Manyamanyate, Manyamanaha is thinking. Present continue, present participant.
Yeah.
See, like Gacchati, Gacchan, Shatranta, it's Shanachanta. Because Aptane Padam, you see. Manyate thinks, Manyamanaha means is thinking. You mean what now? Is thinking. See, thinking of the objects, one who has desire for objects, and one who thinks of is thinking of the objects also in the mind all the time, such a person, he dies and he'll come back. Yatra, isn't it? He'll come back.
It almost is like an adjectival sense to karma.
No. Yaha purushaha. Yaha manyamanaha kaman kamayate. One who has desire for objects, all the time thinking about the objects. See, you have desire for objects. You also think about your objects of desire all the time. That's why I gave two examples. Yaha manyamanaha kaman manyamanaha kamayate. Manyamanaha kamayate. Kaman manyamanaha. Kaman is objects of pleasure. Objects of desire. See, the thing is all kama comes. Kaman, objects of desire. manyamanaha thinking kamayate desires. One who dwells upon the objects of desire, isn't it? Desiring them, or one who desire, one who has desire for objects of desire, thinking about them all the time. Saha, you know, yatra yatra, tatra tatra, kamabihi jayate, is born with the same old desires. He talks about the, he differentiates the jnani and ajnani. Ajnani cannot have his desires resolved, cannot have his desires, can't be free from the hold of desires. Whereas a jnani becomes free from the hold of desires here itself. Therefore, there is no desire here. Therefore, that is the only way you can resolve the mind. I talked about this long ago. In fact, having one's mind resolved means having all the thoughts resolved. Having all the thoughts resolved means having the desires resolved.